Hello, I'm Pauline Rowson, crime author of the D.I. Andy Horton contemporary set crime novels, the Art Marvick mystery thrillers, the 1950 set Inspector Ryger mysteries, and two standalone thrillers, In Cold Daylight and In for the Kill. You can find details of all my crime novels on my website at www.romark.co.uk. This extract is from a talk that I gave in Portsmouth, England, where my Inspector Andy Horton crime novels are set. In it, I'm talking about where I get my ideas from and then how I work those ideas up into plots. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Andy Horton, D.I. Andy Horton, whose patch is Portsmouth, and he occasionally goes over to the Isle of Wight. So Andy Horton rides a Harley Davidson and he lives on the boat in Sandton Marina since the estrangement from his bitchable wife Catherine, who won't let him see his daughter Emma, etc. But so Andy is a lovely character, very much in love with Andy, and he features in 15 crime novels, and I've written number 16, so there will be another one, and that will come out next year, so that will come out in spring. So the question that I get asked most by people is, where do you get your ideas from? How do you keep coming up with ideas after ideas? Because, you know, as I said, 24 crime novels, 25 coming up. I always say that ideas are the easy bit, because once you open your mind to ideas, they can come thick and fast. It's taking that idea and turning it into a plot that's going to be 80,000 words long. That's the hard bit. But ideas primarily for me come from locations. It's always locations that inspire me. And Bob, my husband and I, we do a lot of walking. We're always out walking around the coast. And I'm always looking for a good place to put a body. So you can't take me anywhere. There's a boatyard there, there's a bay, there's an abandoned boat. There's always something in this area and coastal areas that would inspire you. So I generally start with the location. And I've brought along some of my workings out, which you're quite welcome to come and have a look at. But for example, to give you an example here, Dead Passage, which is an Andy Horton novel, that primarily started with Rat Island in Portsmouth Harbour, which some of you might know. Its real name is Burrow Island, but all the locals call it Rat Island, mainly because of the prison hogs that were in the harbour. HMS York was in the harbour in, I can't remember, it was 1819 or whatever else, and it was a convict ship. So all the convicts were put on that, and then they were put to hard labour making the Gosport fortifications and the fortifications around Portsmouth. And of course, many of them died, and of course, they're buried on Rat Island. A lot of them were buried on Rat Island. So Rat Island in the harbour is owned by the MOD. So you look out at that, and I think, that'd be a good place to put your body. So if I start with that, what I do is I put my location or my idea in a circle. I work in spidergrams or mind maps, as some of you might know. And here is a Rat Island. So what happens is five skeletons are found on Rat Island. Okay. So I then start to ask myself questions. Are they all old skeletons? Are they all from the 1800s? Or is one of them more recent? You know the story. Or is one of them more recent? Okay, so the fifth one is buried slightly away. So I will start with this, and I will put in here, fifth skeleton here, one more recent. Is it male or female? Who buried her? Why? Why there on Rat Island? How did the skeleton get there? How did the killer get there? When was it killed? Why was it killed? How was it killed? Can you see, I start to ask all the open questions. So from that idea, the who, what, why, when, how, where. Now, as I start the novel, of course, I haven't got the answers to those questions. They will come as I begin to flesh out the plot. So that then gives me the basis for fleshing out the plot. And to give you another example of this, just to show you this one. I don't know if any of you have read Fatal Catch, but in Fatal Catch, fishermen haul up a severed hand. And this severed hand is in like a sort of big ice cream container. Okay, so Andy and Sergeant Cantelli have to go down to Oyster Keys, it's called in my books, but it's really down North Keys. So it's called Oyster Keys in my book. So if I start with that one here, you will see my spidergram here. And in the centre, I've drawn a hand. So there's a hand there, right? Hand. And I've got here, you know, why is it in a container? Why is it in the sea? How did it get there? Why was it cut off? Was the person alive or dead when it was severed? Who severed it? Who dumped it? And so on. Can you see all those questions that would naturally spring to mind? And then I would begin to flesh it out. But I'd also need to do some research on that. And this is what I do, is I tend to do my research as I go along. I might do some research up front to begin with. And then as I write the novel and I get into it, I'll research as I go along. But here, for example, printed off the good old internet, is an autopsy report on a hand. So what they do, description of injuries and measurements, etc. So I can get lots of information on that off the internet. So I start with a location, and sometimes, as some of you have read my books about, particularly the Andy Horton series, which is set around here, there's other areas that I kind of body. The Commodore Ferry, which I'm sure some of you have seen sail out of Portsmouth. And I love that ship, and I look at it sailing out of Portsmouth, and I thought, what if I have a body on that? Okay. Andy Horton happens to be on Guernsey, where the ship sails to, and the Commodore Ferry sails in, and lo and behold, there's a woman dead in a cabin on the Commodore Ferry. So I thought, right, before I start that, I better ask Commodore if they mind. Because not everybody is very happy about having a murder on their patch. So I went to Condor and I contacted the commercial director and I said to her, I said, you know, is it okay? Would you mind if I have a body on your boat? And she was absolutely mum. She said, no, that's fine. We're quite happy. No. She said, do you want to come on and do some research? And I said, yeah, that'd be lovely. So they opened up the ship for us. No crew on board, just Bob and I. We went all over the ship, the cabins, the bridge, the captain. Oh, Stephen Mickey's gorgeous. He's amazing. And he was really, really, it was really good because we did a photo shoot on there as well. And they let us do a photo shoot, they let me do research, and do you know, they even offered us a free holiday on Guernsey, which we didn't take up. But my future books, I'm going to apply to Virgin, which is just coming up. are amazing. And the one I just told you about, Rat Island, Dead Passage, Andy Horton, part of the action takes place on the Soho Fort, No Man's Fort, which is a hotel, an exclusive hotel centre. I know it's up for sale. And I thought, again, would they mind me using it? So I approached them and said, could we use it? Could I come out and do some research? And they said, yes, so we went out and they gave us lunch and champagne. It's good being an author. So it has its benefits. But I just tell you this little story, another Andy Horton, Shroud of Evil. Part of it, I wanted to set in Core Abbey on the Isle of Wight. And I've been to Core Abbey, it's the Benedictine monks. And I thought, I'd better ask the monks if they mind me, you know, using Core Abbey for a murder story. So I emailed Father Luke and he went back and said, I'll go and talk to my brothers and ask them if they'd mind. So he came back to me and he said, yeah, I've spoken to my brothers and he said, we're not really happy about you using Core Abbey, but we're quite happy if you use the Isle of Wight. So I couldn't call it Core Abbey, and it's quite a commercial centre now as well, which surprises me. So again, it's called Northwood Abbey. So some of the place names are changed in my books because people don't necessarily, or the person at that particular time didn't want a body or something happening there. Port Solent is another one. In the Suffocating Sea, I've got a body on a burning boat. in the marina there, and when I went down there to ask them, they said, you're not going to have a murder here, are you? Yeah, I was thinking about it, you know, and then, oh no, we're not happy with that. So I had to change that to Horsey Marina, which they might build at Titna. Yes. So I hope they don't, because it confuses all the local people. So, yeah, and Titna, I've got a body in Titna as well. So.
For more information on my crime novels, please visit my website at www.romark.co.uk, where you'll also find lots more articles on how I write, the writing process, and the background to my crime novels and my characters. My books are available in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and some are also available as audiobooks. They can be bought from any online retailer or bookstore, and also many can be loaned from UK, Commonwealth and USA libraries. I hope you will join me again to listen to more of my podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.